Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Nation, everybody, we have an awesome show for you today. A ton of juicy entertainment news, but we can't get to any of that until we say hey to our family in Atlanta on the East Coast. What's up, everybody?
Hello.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, guys.
Yeah, lots to talk about. Did Cassie get tired of being Diddy's unofficial girl? Also, what witch does Columbus Short think is still flying around Hollywood?
Oh, God.
But first, we're going to talk about that. But first, head crack, what you got?
Well, Heidi and Fran, looks like you guys may have some new neighbors over there. So newlyweds Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin might be headed to La La Land. Now, the couple was spotted yesterday house hunting for a home in the Hollywood Hills. Now, it's being reported that they checked out a 4-bedroom, 5-bathroom crib. And it's ill that the bathrooms outnumber the bedrooms, but whatever. Mm-hmm. It's listed for the small amount of $10 million.
When I was just about to say, that sounds normal, 4 bedrooms.
Here's the ill part. The house belongs to Demi Lovato. And it's not just a regular Demi Lovato crib.
Mm-hmm.
It's the OD house.
The house where she
almost died in.
No.
That's true. She didn't die.
Yeah, so she
it has nothing to do with
the house.
Yes. Did I ever tell y'all about the time we lived in a house and a guy had killed himself in it and we didn't know?
Really?
Yes. So we were living in this house and this guy, it was like a big house. It had a whole lot of bathrooms. I don't know what that was about. But the guy had actually hung himself on the chandelier in the foyer. We didn't find out till we had lived there for like 3 years and some spooky
stuff
was happening.
But did you have some spooky stuff? It was haunted?
Yeah. Like when I tell y'all that I saw a ghost walk past my bedroom door, that's the house. And then we end up finding his picture in the closet.
That's
oh my
creepy.
God.
Shut up. It's a real thing. Yeah. So I wouldn't stay in a house if I knew that somebody had died in it.
But see, usually you got to tell somebody if the house you're buying or purchasing someone died in it. If someone like has a near-death experience, I mean, it's kind of off the records, but people talk.
Here's the thing, though, about Los Angeles and real estate. Anytime you go out and you're looking at homes, the real estate agent always brings up who possibly lived there. I remember I was looking for a home, and she's like, did you know that George Clooney once lived in this house back when he first started out? Remember Facts of Life? And I'm like, yes.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, there's no way of proving George Clooney ever lived there. But I mean, real estate agents always throw that out. I ended up, when I first moved out to LA, I moved to Burbank, and I bought, and it doesn't matter what level of celebrity or how long ago you were a celebrity, this is actually Vic Tayback's son's house. And Vic Tayback played Mel on Mel's Diner with Alice.
On Alice, yeah.
They'll throw anybody's name out to sell a house.
Oh, my God, I saw Alice on the plane in first class. I didn't even know who she was, but she was kind of mean looking. And
Linda Lavin?
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, I would have been in heaven.
No, she was looking like, don't even think about it.
Well, tell her to kiss your grits, Brat.
She was probably on the Flo. Okay.
On behalf of Flo, who's no longer alive.
Oh, Polly Holiday. Oh, R.I.P.
Well, moving on, Portia, you might want to cover your ears for this one, girl. Cardi B says it was a family affair when baby culture broke her down there.
Ooh.
Cardi appeared went on Jimmy Kimmel Live in Brooklyn last night, and what she said about her delivery experience might shock you. Take a look.
Was childbirth easier or harder than you imagined it would be?
It was totally harder. She broke my vagina.
Oh, really? Yeah. Who was in the delivery room with you?
Oh, it was like a lot of people. It was my sister. It was my publicist. It was my baby father. My baby father, my mom, my dad, my mother-in-law.
Some people are open like that. I don't think I'm that open. Like, I really, I'ma just need the man who did this to me
and
to be
there. And the doctor.
That's it. Yeah, I don't even think.
Make sure he stays up by your head. Don't let him blow the knee.
Portia, you're having a C-section.
I just said mine is gonna be worse. Like,
it's gonna be worse.
And be like, you're turning into two people.
How are you alive? I think that's what a lot of guys think. How is my wife alive when they've picked out all of her organs, set them on a table? Next to her, and she's still okay. It's freak shit.
Yeah, see, I almost want him to think that I would have vaginal birth, because then that way he'll leave me alone. But see, he's like, oh, that thing's still ticking up. Like, no, I still have to heal.
We never look at you the same when we've seen your intestines on the outside.
Well, Bravo TV is used to fights among people. I mean, Real Housewives will tell you that right away. But
oh, thanks.
There's a battle now between Bravo boss Andy Cohen and Bravo celebrity Jeff Lewis. He does that show Flipping Out. And, yeah, it's a big show. So Jeff is the star of that show, and he's known for pushing people's buttons. Like, he's kind of catty and gets in fights with people. But now he posted this pic on his Instagram alluding to the fact that his days at Bravo may be numbered. Are they not picking up his show? There was this text exchange that went back and forth between Jeff and Andy, and there is one response from Andy that Jeff decided to share, and it says, quote, looks to me like you're vilifying the network. You're just pissing everyone off there again and making them think Bravo is canceling the show, which doesn't make them look good. If you're doing it to work somewhere else, I get it.
Whoa. Oh.
So I guess, Portia, you have more of an inside than any of us do. Do you think it was wrong for Jeff to reveal private text messages between him and his boss, essentially?
Yeah, I don't care who you are. If we have text privately, I expect it to be private.
Otherwise, you know what I'm saying? Would have posted it.
So when I'm texting someone from Bravo or Cast or whoever who I know text, I will write in my text, this is between you and I.
Right.
Because they love to do that. Bravo people love, yes.
What?
Uh-huh. They love to front you out with so-called receipts.
Okay, receipts.
No, if it's off the record, just use a phone just like it's supposed to be used and call somebody.
Yes.
Because it's illegal to record somebody without them knowing it. But
right.
If you send a text, you're putting it in writing.
Well, send it as a Snapchat message. It disappears. It's very temporary. You know when it's a screenshot.
You
can put a filter on your face and be like, that wasn't me. That was clearly a bear. Clearly a dog.
You just solved half of Bravo's problem.
I'm here to help.
All right, y'all. Well, some days, don't we all wish we had a fairy godmother to help us with our own dreams, right?
Hell yeah.
Of course. Well, tennis star Naomi Osaka has a fairy godmother and talk show host Ellen DeGeneres.
Aww.
When Naomi appeared on The Ellen Show after the U.S. Open win against Serena Williams, Naomi revealed she has a crush on Michael B. Jordan.
Ooh.
Don't a lot of lady. I know, right? Ellen teased her about trying to hook him up. Then Ellen recently tweeted a picture of a very shirtless Michael B. Jordan to Naomi for her 21st birthday. With the caption, happy birthday, Naomi Osaka. I got a present for you, which Naomi replied, block me. Then, like magic, Michael tweeted this shirtless picture of himself to Naomi with the caption, this one is better and more recent, laugh out loud. Happy belated birthday, Naomi. But seriously, I want to invite you to the Creed 2 premiere as a birthday present.
Now, the fella's in the room. Is he hitting on her?
Oh, he's trying to serve her the ball.
Yeah.
Right. The fuzzies.
The two fuzzies.
It might be
that's
innocent,
love.
Y'all, because then Naomi replied, LOL, what's going on? Thanks for the birthday wishes. If you're serious, I would totally want to go.
Aww.
But the way he's looking down at himself in that second picture, looks like he wants to take himself to Creed 2. I love you. I love you, Michael B. I love you, Jordan.
But that be a cool story. It's like, so how did you guys get together? Oh, it was actually Ellen DeGeneres who, you know, got together. And 5 years from now, we're talking about their babies.
They would make cute kids.
Oh, they really would.
That would be a beautiful baby.
Mm-hmm. How old is this Osaka girl?
She's 21.
Oh, she's old enough.
He's 31.
Oh, that's too old.
That's right.
He's
no, it's not. She a little too innocent for him.
Exactly. You know
looks are
around.
Deceiving, bitch. So are pastor's kids.
That's true.
All right, y'all. Next, we have to dish about Diddy and Cassie's shocking breakup. Come right back. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Well, it looks like the end of the road for Cassie and Diddy, y'all. OMG, the pair have decided to call it quits after nearly 6 years together.
Whoa.
And it's so sad to see them break up. And word on the street is Diddy has already, I said already, moved on to a new relationship.
Hey!
According to the sources, the mogul has been spending a good amount of time with the good old 26-year-old model, Jocelyn Chu.
Oh, my.
Reports claim they've been spotted in Miami at a recent Drake concert. So what y'all think about this?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I agree. My thing is this, and Cassidy gave this boy half of her damn life. One thing, he didn't use and abuse her body.
Come on, don't use and abuse her body. She got something out of that thing, too. Don't say that.
Yeah, women put mileage on the guy as well.
She used to abuse his body as well.
You abuse their body, then you trade them in for a new model.
Okay, wait, y'all. This is Diddy. Every time you see him, he's most of the time, if it's a crew of women, it's some gorgeous girls in that clique. Okay,
yeah.
So let's not assume this is who he's moved on with.
So it may not be the girlfriend.
He went to a Drake concert. She might be a new intern.
Well, speaking of relationships, a particular clip is circulating on the internet of the upcoming show of T.I. and Tiny Friends and Family Hustle.
Yeah.
I cannot wait.
Me either.
Everybody from ATL, I love it.
Yes, we know all of them.
Yes, Tiny. Everybody talking about Toya Wright, who is known as being Lil Wayne's famous ex-wife. Mm-hmm. Well, she's not too happy about who her daughter, Ray Janae Carter, is dating. And the situation took a little turn. Take a look.
You and Lucci, I don't like the age difference. I don't like the fact that he have four kids because, I mean, you trying to be stepmama?
I'm not trying to be nobody's stepmama.
Well, I'm telling you
that your butt don't need to be everywhere this man go. I used to go out of town with your daddy. I wasn't in all these after parties and stuff, concerts, back to the hotel, whatever.
See, we're different.
We're different, but listen, baby.
I love going out.
I'm not boring. You're to hell. You saying I ain't boring?
I think the only main problem with this Tunchi guy or Lucha guy is that he's got all those kids. And Ray Janae is still very young. And so you have to be very mature. Even some mature-ass grown folks have a hard time being a stepmama.
Well, Ray Janae probably wants a certain status of a man. She can't just be with any old body that has nothing with no status because she's used to growing up in the limelight and her dad is Lil Wayne.
Well, go to college and get you a college boy.
She was in college, wasn't she?
I think she was.
It's probably a phase. And I think her mom is doing a good job of laying down the foundation, letting her know I don't like him. Right. And I know you're going to do what you want to do, but I got to let you know how I feel.
Right. Well, this rap is opening up Pandora's box, and I'm talking about none other than A$AP Rocky, who in a recent interview got real candid about his sex life. Now, the star revealed that he enjoys orgy parties from time to time, and the pleasure all happens on his $100,000 custom design bed. But check this out. His orgy obsession got started when he was real young.
How many people it take to make an orgy?
Exactly.
Well, at least more than three.
More than three.
He said, my first orgy started when I was in seventh grade, 13 years old. My daddy went to jail for drugs, so my mom moved us to a homeless shelter. Our school was like three blocks away, and they used to let us out for lunch for 45 minutes. The first time was in this apartment building.
You think they were sticking and moving in high school?
Yes.
Really?
Yo,
real sex?
I lived around.
Not close, the different places
I grew up in. And like, you know, like my whole life, I have seen real life thottery and action, like young.
Yeah.
And it only gets younger and younger because, like, you know, you used to have to sneak and watch your parents' dirty stuff.
Yeah, true.
Now you got the whole internet.
It's on your phone. Let me be very clear. I cannot date nobody who like orgies. If you ever like them. Now, if you may have had a threesome, okay, maybe I can wrap my mind. Okay, you did that. But if you have been someone who has loved orgies, what What's my one little person gonna do for you?
They're gonna be bored.
Yeah, they're gonna be bored. Yeah, because I can only wear one wig at a time. I mean, I can get you a different girl each time.
Well, baby, up next, honey, this actor says, honey, that he may have the answer to why he thinks Kanye West may be in the sunken place. Stay tuned. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Yo, what up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Now, everybody and their mama, including NASA research teams, have been trying to figure out what the hell's going on with Kanye West and his recent erratic behavior.
Right.
Well, leave it to actor Columbus Short, former star of the show Scandal, to get all the answers together.
Thank you. Okay.
Now, he says it's witchery.
What?
Uh-huh. Specifically witchcraft performed by Kanye's wife, Kim Kardashian West.
Oh, Lord. My.
Yep,
so
I believe him.
Now, Columbus posted and quickly deleted this pic on his IG with the caption, "I'll post this picture for one reason and one reason only, to expose witchcraft. This is what it looks like. It's an unaddressed issue, but real and present right now. Both men and women all over the world are unknowingly being tormented by witchcraft, and this is what it looks like. You can call me crazy, but I suggest you guys do your research."
Wow, well, you know, they call it the Kardashian curse, so.
That's right.
But, you know, are all witches bad, though? Because Kim does do a lot of good.
No,
she freed that woman from prison.
Witch was a good witch.
And then Glenda, the good witch.
So she could be a good witch.
Yeah.
Show me your powers to get your husband to do whatever you want him to
do.
I like that.
Well, step one is you got to figure out how to wiggle your nose.
Just do this. Just touch the tip of it and do it, honey, and wiggle it, honey. There you go.
Ooh. I'm gonna have a good night.
You just casted a spell on yourself.
That's a black spell.
Right. Do it like
y'all. Well, y'all, you know what time it is?
It's deal time.
So y'all tired of having to untangle your headphones to make a call or listen to music on your phone?
Yes.
Girl, tell me about it. Hell, what can I do?
Well, y'all should try the Extreme True wireless stereo earbuds with charging case. Comfortable in-ear design, ergonomical design, ultra lightweight, does not cause any burden to your ear, thus providing lasting wearing comfort. At the touch of a button, you can answer a call, pause, or unpause your music, and you can redial the last number that you called.
Now, Porsche, I got two different phones. Now, will this be compatible?
Yes, it will, Gary. The Bluetooth can be connected to two smartphones and answer calls from either one.
Oh.
Now, Porsche, will this have a strong signal while I'm working out and listening to my music?
Oh, you sure can, Headcrat. You can enjoy and skip free music in a 10-meter working distance. The battery provides up to 120 hours for standby and up to an amazing 3 to 4 hours for music or continuous talk.
All right, Portia, I'm sold. But how much will it cost me?
Okay, the Extreme True wireless stereo earbuds with charging case usually goes for $80, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $29.
What?
Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
After the break, do toys have sex? Well, some have their own sex hotline for sure, Brent. Ooh. We'll explain after the break.
Don't say me. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
What's up?
Hi.
There's a new Toy Story out, and I'm not talking about the PG-rated cartoon either. Yeah, this one's kind of kinky. So, one father decided to call the toll-free number printed on the popular children's toy. It's called Poopsie Slime Surprise. Yeah, I don't know if y'all ever...
Why anybody want a Poopsie Slime Surprise?
Well, here's what he heard when he called, y'all. Hey, hot stuff. I've been waiting for your call. Want to receive a sexy pic from me? Press 1. Are you ready for some tantalizing fun?
Bitch, honey, haircut, you'd have pressed 1.
I'd have pressed 1.
What toy is that?
Yes. Well, it's supposed to be like unicorn poop. So it's real colorful and the slime that you play with.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Kudos to you for knowing your toys.
Well, you know, I do my research.
She probably got some poops in slime.
So, Gary, if you had a really sexy hotline message, what would it be?
Oh, girl.
I want to hear it.
You want to hear it?
Yes, because I'm calling right now.
Hey. Are you bored tonight? Well, I got something tight and right for you.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Dish Nation.